It's pretty amazing that if you plop yourself down in a garden setting, flowers or vegetable garden, and just sit and look, that they usually show up. Especially if you see some flowers, like sunflowers, that are attracting a lot of different bees or any kind of insects. These guys are more common than you think.
Clusen was one of several demonstrators set up on the freshly minted green space at the heart of the campus. Britton Cleveland, president of the school's Student Environmental Awareness Society, or SEAS, said this day's Earth Week festivities meant to teach students about sustainability.
It's been amazing to see how many students aren't really aware of how many ways they can be sustainable. You know, it's not just about recycling or turning off your lights. We want students to know that it really is a lifestyle, you know, and we're trying to teach the students that.
While some students passed by the green space without stopping, others meandered among the information tables.
You know probiotics and yogurt?
Yeah.
Well, we have probiotics basically for the soil in the terms of mycorrhizae.
That was Lisa Daly from Sarasota's Horticultural Alliance explaining soil and composting to USF Business Management major Crystal Boswell, who said she learned a thing or two from the event.
I didn't know that the soil they sell in the stores are pretty much sterile. I didn't know that.
Boswell added that when it comes to sustainability, she sees a major knowledge gap among the general public.
I think there's a lot of information available to everyone, but as far as individual knowledge of what Earth Day represents and the things that we all should know on the basics, no.
SEAS President Britton Cleveland said that the big plans are scheduled for tomorrow, which is the official Earth Day.
We're going to have a massive campus-wide cleanup in the harbor and on campus. We're going to be cleaning our water goat, which is our device that we have planted out in the harbor that catches trash that comes from stormwater runoff. And then we're going to be doing our beach renovation.
A little further up the bayfront, the first signs of green went up at the construction site for the new Dalí Museum. There, workers unloaded several 35-foot ficus trees that had been rehabilitated in South Florida after a hurricane. Landscape architect Hunter Booth said that the twisty-limbed trees, which look like they were ripped from a Dalí canvas, will help give the Dalí collection's new home a greener feel.
What we're hoping they look like, and we've placed them, three of them actually, large ones together. They're over 35 feet. It's going to look like kind of a tangled, almost like a banyan tree effect. It's going to be kind of a wonderful place where people can actually go up and kind of get inside the tree, kind of walk around it and actually kind of experience the tree and just have a wonderful time. And we're hoping that some of the air roots actually come down from the tree and form its own kind of collage and maze in itself.